Shalom, and welcome to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. Shalom and welcome to our Biblical Hebrew podcast. Today I would like to speak about what does it mean, the overcoming of rains. Usually when people take the praying books, there's a praying for rain. But the praying concerns the term gevurot geshamim, gevurot geshamim, the overcoming of rain. And the question is why to use this term gevurot or gevurot geshamim. Geshem is rain, geshamim, rains. Gevurot, the overcoming of rains. Previously this week, we learned about two angels, Angel Michael, Michael, and Angel Gabriel. Angel Michael is coming from the name Mi, Kamocha El, who is God like you, infinite God. And Michael is considered to be the angel of the right side or of faith, and it is unlimited. And we learn about the angel Gabriel, which is coming from Gevura, to overcome, to measure, to portion. So the question is why the praying says Gevurot Geshamim, the overcoming of rain. Why to pray for the overcoming of rain, Gevurot Geshamim, and not any other term? Because there is abundance, there's unlimited source of water. And if the water would not be limited or portioned, let's say there's a rain coming, maybe it's raining for a couple of hours, for a couple of days, and then it stops, and slowly the clouds are scattered and the sun is coming. So it comes in portion. There's water coming and there's a pausa and the sun is coming, and there is a balance between water and warmth, water and light, water and fire. But if the rain would not be portioned or measured in quantities that the earth or people can absorb, it will wipe the universe. Therefore, in praying books, people are praying for gevurot geshamim, the overcoming or portioned rain, that it will suffice and people could enjoy the water, maybe collect the water for the summer, that they could water the trees and the flowers, but not infinite rain. Therefore, the term Gevurot Geshamim appears. And Gevurot comes from Gevura, to overcome, and is associated also with the name Gabriel. El is one of the names of God. Lehitgaber, to overcome. So what is the meaning of the name Gabriel? When El is overcoming and portion everything in portions in the right quantities. Gabriel. Because there is infinite source of water. But to limit it, that it will be appropriate to the receivers, to the earth, to the planets, to the people, to the animals, to the trees, in a way that the rain will come, that everyone can absorb it and feel good with it, that the rain will not come and wipe us all. And this was a quick podcast about Gevurot Geshamim, about the overcoming of rains. Thank you. Toda. Ulitraot. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories as Blueprints of the Soul, your Biblical Hebrew podcast. For more information, articles, videos, and interactive classes, please visit hebrew.learnoutlive.com or join our YouTube channel. Shalom v'chol tov. Thank you.